spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go.
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome here to the hotspot with your boy DJ Juice here. So right now, let me give you all a rundown real quickly of what we're going to be doing this here lovely show. All right, so we're going to talk about, obviously, first thing is first, I must RIP to Miss Whitney Houston passing away on Saturday afternoon. I'll get you guys caught up on that a little later on the show. Also, we're going to have Grammy highlights, so in case y'all missed it or y'all watched it, y'all could agree, disagree with me. Also, I know it's Valentine's Day, so everybody's out there doing what they do, you know. I'm going to have, hopefully, two guests in the studio later tonight to talk about what they did. But Eric Estrada got a little something extra for what I think he hoped for on Valentine's Day. So you're going to catch that later as well. Don't forget also that, of course, we're going to have your In the Mix session. So you know we're going to be turning tables. We're going to be doing something spicy. So guess what? You guys are going to be in for a real treat. Right after that, you know, hopefully one of my Valentine can call me into the studio, see if she can get through. A little more about that later. So let's get to the first thing is first, like I said, Whitney Houston, she passed away. She was 48 years old, y'all, 48. And she was a big, big singer back in the mid-80s and then early 90s. So I don't know. She died last Saturday or this past Saturday at a hotel in Beverly Hills in California, just hours before she was set to perform at producer Clive Davis's pre-Grammy party. Officials said she was underwater and apparently unconscious when she was pulled from a bathtub after an autopsy. There was no indications of foul play, though, and then no signs of trauma, so that's good. It might take up to 8 weeks to get the test back for toxicology. A little bit of Whitney Houston. Houston was born in Newark and began singing as a child at the New Hope Baptist Church, where her mother led the music group for many years. On Monday, mourners left flowers, balloons, and candles for Houston at the wrought iron fence right around the block from where she was, where church was. So that right there is your little piece of information about Miss Whitney Houston. And then coming back right after the break, we're going to have what they did for her at the Grammy. So you don't want to miss that. You're tuning into the hotspot with your boy DJ Juice.
It's time for the hotspot.
Baby girl.
Can't really explain it. I'm so into you now. I wanna be more than a friend of you now. When they ask, I mention my baby girl in the interviews now. And I don't bring the problems from the 90s and the 2000s. There's no reason to have a friend or two now. Cause the kid's ready to tell you how he feel in a few vows. Maybe I speak in general now. But girl, I'ma do whatever just to keep a grin on you now. Where I go, they wear bikinis in the winter too now. What you think about? 10 lines on the skin of you now. Why wouldn't I wanna spend a few thou? On Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow. I ain't concerned with other men with you now. As long as when I slide up in you, you growl. And any dude with you, he better be a kin of you now. And I ain't jealous, it's the principle now. I'm so into you. More
more than a flashing. I would've traded it all in orderly fashion. A villa in Florida, we crashing just off the shore, so you can hear when the water be splashing. The drop top three in a quarter, we dashing. The flawless diamonds in the border, we flashing. The money we oughta be stashing. I make sure every quarter be cashing. I can't really explain. My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of weed you be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard, you would think I was crippin'. Now, you relaxin' in the Benz. Credit cards with no limits, so you don't worry about maxin' when you spend. But since you been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends? Girl, the way you cook a steak remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary envious, dipped Jesus. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. The same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Taking risks is a part of life. However, taking too many and betting everything you have can cause a lot of pain to yourself and others. Gambling is not something to be taken lightly. Some people lose everything in just an instant. Their lives become consumed by living on the edge. Please seek help and give yourself a chance to change your addiction, because when you come out of it, I can bet you that's something that's going to be worth it.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
All right, so we are back here only on radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice here on the hotspot. And right before we left, we talked about Whitney Houston passing away. Big deal that she made was over at the Grammys, because they actually had a whole impromptu thing prepared for her where Jennifer Hudson, of course, sang I Will Always Love You. So big ups to that. Also, Adele swept. Like, I don't know if that's a real word. Swept. All right. She ended up, like, making a sweep of the six nominations she had by winning all six. So she took absolutely the three top honors of the Grammys, which is top record, top song, and the best album along with it. So those are three major categories that she won. Whoever basically screwed her over is making her rich and making her famous. That's all I gotta say. The guy's gotta feel like a complete tool and a dick because he ended up screwing her over. Look at her fame. I didn't know who the hell she was. And then all of a sudden she burst out into the scene saying that years ago she won Best Artist in 2009. So I'm like, I don't know who she is, but whatever the dude did bad enough to put it on records, it made one hell of an album. So Cash Money's right there. Also, the Foo Fighters ended up taking a bunch of their awards as well, earning 5 total. And a little after, during their acceptance speech, their lead singer ended up saying that it's nice to know that people don't have to use computers in order to make music. You can use instruments and the human heart. And which was funny about that one was they ended up cutting him off with the electronic sounds of LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem. So he kept yapping, but the music was playing louder because they wanted him the hell off the stage. Big thing that happened was Chris Brown actually performed and showed up. He wasn't let in for the past, what, 2-3 years. 3 years since her incident. So, and Miranda Lambert, who I had no idea who the hell she was, to be honest. I had no idea who she was. Ends up tweeting a buttload of crap against Chris Brown, saying how, oh, you know, how, and this is from Twitter, swear to God. How dang long do they give Nicki Minaj to do whatever that was? Strange and Chris Brown twice. I don't get it. He beat on a girl. Not cool that we act like that didn't happen. He needs to listen to Gunpowder and Lead and be put in his place, not at the Grammys. And in case of reference to the Gunpowder and Lead is actually Lambert's song about a woman preparing to kill her husband when he gets out of jail. That's not subtle at all to say that she hates Chris Brown. And then she also later tweeted, now Bruno Mars, yes, please, that rock, and also Adele, duh, and Jennifer Hudson. That's real music, kind of made up for all the suck. So, I mean, for the most part, she's calling out Chris Brown on it. Also, don't forget that you are listening to The Hotspot here with your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. When we get back, we'll get back. Hold up.
Come in, let me touch on you. I let you touch on me. Put my tongue on you, you put your tongue on me. Let me ride on you and you can ride on. We can do it all at night. We can have them all at night.
The crew, they loving the crew. Whoa. smoking weed under star projectors. I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. But seeing my family have it all took the place of that desire for diplomas on the wall. And really, I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50K on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me. The same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Broadcast swag, nigga, we the news in the
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was by The Weeknd. That right there is called Crew Love. That's actually Drake's song off his album Take Care, and that's featuring The Weeknd. Definitely an artist to look out for. And now that we're back, we're here only on radio.dominican.edu with your boy DJ Juice here on The Hotspot. And, you know, we have a Valentine's thing going on here, you know, the theme and whatnot. And so I decided, you know, I had a Valentine for this time around this year, not like last year where I was by myself. But we're just I don't even know what to say. We just made it as a joke, and so hopefully she calls in, tells everybody how it went. I personally don't know, but we'll find out. So right here we have Damien and Shelly. If y'all can say what's up.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey. What a girl. Hey.
Screw you.
Okay.
That's what I get all the time.
All right. So listen to this story, and then I'll ask you guys exactly what you think. So Eric Estrada, all right, he ended up getting, his wife ended up getting him a Naughty and Spice basket from Snooki's Cookies in Hollywood. Ooh. And it contains all kinds of dirty gifts. Hold on. Among the sexy surprises, a pair of candy panties. That kind of rhymes. That should be a song right there, candy panties. One Candyman pouch, furry handcuffs, glow-in-the-dark body paint, lover's dice, lickable tattoos, body spice, a feather plume, and a heart-shaped massager. The basket also includes some classic Snooki treats like cookies, brownies, marshmallow pops, and chocolate-covered pretzels. That's a lot of crap in one bag.
Well, now we know why Snooki looks like how she does.
Well, I don't think this has anything to do with it. It's just called Snooki's Cookies. That's all it is. That's just the name. It's not like she owns it or anything.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways, would you guys ever get each other that type of stuff?
Yeah, if I had the money, why not? We could use it together.
Yeah, I would get it for myself. Just kidding. No, I would get it for her.
As long as she used it with me, though.
What?
What?
What did you say?
Did you not hear me?
No, I did not hear
you. How did you not hear me? Johnny, get closer. Is this good?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that better? Is my voice good?
Yes, yes, yes. Right, continue.
Okay. Yeah. Continue. I would probably get it for her, you know.
What would yours have for her if you had to, like, put stuff in it?
Oh, shit. Well, for her specifically, like, I'll get her some nice, like, chocolates. And, like, she likes fruit, so I'll get her some, like, chocolate-covered strawberries.
Mm.
And I'll get her, like, some fuzzy
stuff,
yeah.
Okay.
Exotic, like, sexy things that she'll use for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Goddamn, we don't have sex in this studio.
You dress up for me. I think we might.
No studio love, please.
Oh, why not? It's the best kind.
No. Wow. All right. So, Shelly, what would you end up getting Damien?
If I had to put everything in a basket, probably.
And you can't put chocolate because he's already chocolate.
I do like the chocolate.
It could be white, though, right?
What?
It could be white chocolate, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. He prefers white chocolate.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I would get him a lot of whipped cream. I would get him fuzzy handcuffs. I would get him a little leopard thong because he won't admit it to anyone, but he does like to wear them. I've seen it. Don't give me that look.
Oh, how dare you?
Dude, that's just for private time. You're supposed to know.
Wow. Uh-huh. Wow. Putting your stuff on blast.
Don't even start on you.
You know it.
It's fucked up.
My God, you guys. Y'all need to chill. All right. Yeah, y'all making me jealous. I feel like the third wheel here.
You want to join in?
Oh,
you can.
Hell yeah.
No. No. Whoa. No, thank you. All right.
Ouch. Video.
Video. What? So would you end up getting him like the leopard like thing? Like what was it? Man thong?
Yeah, banana hammock.
Okay, banana hammock. Would you get him out of edibles? Like she got him like the candy one, the candy man thong?
No, I wouldn't want to eat that off him. Ugh.
What? No, that's true. Cause then she could get like used to biting, and she might like bite in the wrong place wrong time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could spell disaster.
Yes.
I could. I want
to have babies, you know.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
No.
Whoa. Well, it didn't have to be with you, so.
Damn. Damn. You hear that?
Let's fight.
What? No, you guys are already pre-planning this. No, this doesn't even count.
I was kidding.
All right. So what did you guys actually do for each other, though?
I got Damien a couple gifts. I got him a deck of Position of the Day cards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I also got him some Ferrero Rocher chocolates. And then I also, he really likes to bake. So I got him some cream cheese frosting and some red velvet mix.
You like to bake?
Yeah, I like to bake.
Pretty girly, huh?
That's not girly, man. At least I can.
True.
You know,
you'll be cooking.
Baking, I don't know. If you were to choose between I can cook and I can bake, I'd rather say I can cook.
Well, I can cook too and bake, so it's a double plus. Bake, you get like bake. I can cook. We haven't seen it yet.
Cereal does not count.
Oh, cereal does not count.
Soup
I know.
Doesn't either.
I know yeah, it doesn't. You didn't make the soup. You just tossed it out the can. There's nice a difference. Try,
babe. No, I can cook curry.
Curry.
I can do stir fry. You know, I whip a nice steak too.
Steak?
Yeah.
Barbecue?
Yeah, you know.
Every man should need to know how to barbecue.
Hell yeah.
You getting hungry, DJ Juice?
No, not really. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's true, yeah.
And that's the easiest way for men to even know to cook. It's just to grill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the simplest thing in the world.
Definitely.
So, what was I saying? Okay, so what did you guys get for each other? So, what did you end up getting Shelly?
Well, I basically just took her out to dinner.
Where'd y'all go? Like, was it like this like romantic BS? Like,
No,
it wasn't. Romantic.
Are you guys into like the whole idea of like the lovey-dovey thing?
I like it.
She likes it. I used to, but stuff happened along the way.
Oh God, personal laundry over here. All right,
I'm not gonna go into detail.
Please
but
don't.
Nothing
please.
Happened.
Basically, it was gonna be like a nice dinner out, but then stuff got complicated and those plans got canceled. So then we just went out to like some small restaurant. I bought her dinner and then we came back. It was like to go and we have like a little dinner in my room, you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, how nice.
Something small.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would you want more of the, like, I'm just asking in general, like, would you want more the intention of what's behind it than instead of like something like materialistic?
Oh, yeah.
Like how everybody assumes like, you know, Valentine's Day is a day for like girls to get stuff basically. So is it more the intention or more like what the gift is?
It's more the intention because a lot of girls are so used to having their boyfriends spoil them that they're like, if I don't get this and this and this, it's going to suck. And Damien was actually going to get me something, but they couldn't ship it to the school. But it's a thought that counts.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wait, does she know what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to ask you, what is it in case she doesn't know?
I can always say it again if you would like to know. Would you like to know, Juice?
Yes.
All right. So it was basically like 2 dozen roses and a really cool vase. And then there's like a good size, medium sized teddy bear, the big ass box of chocolates.
Damn.
Yeah, dog.
That sounds bomb.
It was the chocolates for me because she doesn't really like chocolate. So.
Oh, okay. So they're more for you. So you get the present too.
He gets something out of it too.
I get something out of it.
Yeah, that's true. All those other people who aren't as fortunate as to like you know be together call it Singles Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We know chicken. Basically, that means it's beat off day for you.
Oh, no wonder he didn't go to the gym today.
I know, right? I'm telling you, he had something going on, and, you know, he messed that up. Burned, exactly. All right, and so how long have y'all been, like, kind of together? Because, I mean, this is, like, you know, like, the holiday season that's coming up?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, Christmas, you have to be with somebody, and, like, Valentine's, you got to be with somebody.
You have to be with someone on Christmas.
That's the whole idea.
It's more like you have to be together on, like, New Year's Day or something.
Yeah.
That's more the day. Like, Christmas is, like, kind of like a
family thing. True.
You know.
Made sense. All right. Yeah. So, anyways, how long y'all been together then?
Like 5 months?
Yeah, around 5 months, yeah.
Holy crap.
I know. It's been a little while. Nah. We just never came out and told people. Yeah. That kind of thing.
We only became, quote unquote, official, like, end of January.
End of January.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. That's true. That's when, yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Jesus Christ. But that long? You waited that long?
No, I didn't wait that long. It was kind of complicated for those around like 5 months, you know?
There was people on the side. Yeah. And we didn't know if we wanted to get rid of those people and whatever. And then we decided it was
I see you appetizers and sides then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. we skip straight to dessert.
Wait, what?
Oh, we just skip straight to dessert.
Wow. Okay. All right, then. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you know, we're going to have something special for y'all. So keep it locked here only on radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy, DJ Juice. And in case for some people over there that are spending it by themselves and aren't really too excited about, you know, Valentine's Day and they kind of got screwed over.
You are not alone.
This song's for y'all. How about that?
Lie, 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 lie Hey, this your boy, Yo Gotti.
Say what you want, but the puppet don't lie.
All right, we are back here only on radio.dominican.edu. And you know what it is, your boy DJ Juice here in the studio. If you guys ever have to tell me anything, let me know. Hit me up at the station number 415-482-3587. Also, don't forget to like my Facebook page, DJ Juice, the hotspot in quotation marks, or in parentheses, must I say. So hit me up there if you want to check out more content. Hit me up. Let me know what's up, dog. Everything besides that, we're just going to get into one of my favorite sessions, and I'm sure a lot of other people's is You're In The Mix. So You're In The Mix starts right now.
So So Death Remix. J.E. y'all. Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name.
See, first of all, yeah. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah. What I think about all the years we put in this relationship.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about.
Freaking with me, oh, 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 oh
Trying to tan my cheeks. What? This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. I'm sexy and I know it. Aye. I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out.
Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good day. real thing, or is it just a one night stand? Wedding, let me see you get high and go low. Now, girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me,
high and go low. Now, girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me.
Carolina blue kicks fresh on the scene. Hottest nigga on the block, damn girl, you mean. They be starting shit, but it's your world. On my Martin shit, you go, girl. She bad and she know it. Some niggas save hoes. I'm not that heroic. Could you be my escort? Cause just like them two door fours, damn, they don't make them like you no more. Cold world. Real cold world, them boys cool, me I'm on fire. Know what's on my mind, tryna see what's on yours. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Move slow, but you wanna live fast. Up late, so you'll probably skip class. Life is a test, so before the night pass. Get right, get right. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, on your brain, you probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing, or is it just a one-night stand? Wedding, cold world. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, 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 or is it just a hit and run? Well, hey, straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, 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 come here, girl, let's get it on. Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, 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 or is it just a hit and run? Well, straight up, I tell ya, I just really wanna cut when we together. Oh, 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 come here, girl, let's get it on.
Come alive. It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't do.
That right there was your In The Mix session with your boy DJ Juice here only on radio.dominican.edu, where we know where you know we got you, dog. All right, so that right there was In The Mix. Right before we went on break, I had my two guest speakers, so here they are. What's up, y'all? Damon and Shelly.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
All right, so like I said, you know, Valentine's Day, couples, cutesy, and whatnot. I actually have my date online right now. I have Desiree on the line to talk about our romantic evening. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Is this my Valentine?
Yes, this is your Valentine.
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, okay, we're talking here about couples. And, you know, Damian, Shelly, Yoo-hoo, you know, whatnot. Peaches and roses, whatever you may.
Hi, Damian. Hi, Shelly.
What's up, Desiree?
Hi, Des.
All right, so.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
You know, they actually saw what you got me. The stupid pin.
The sexy beast pin.
That's
we
nice.
Love it.
I like it.
It was necessary, right?
It was completely definitely. Necessary.
All right, so. So, okay, I'm sure just to get the info, how did, I think you say the story better. How did we meet?
Oh, it was magical. We actually met at church.
Church?
Yeah, it was really special. You were, you know, giving me the Eucharist, and it was just a joyous and holy experience.
Oh, yeah, you
how
know.
How romantic.
I'm just kidding.
I actually don't remember how we met because Juice was such a dick to me.
Oh,
oh, that's how we got you, huh?
By the dick.
Straight there.
By the dick.
But, you know, that cockiness really got to me, and it got me to realize what an awesome person he is, and all these single girls should really be checking him out and going for him now.
Oh, no, please don't. Please don't. No, they already think enough of me being cocky. No, thank you.
I can ask Shelly right now. I'm pretty sure he's cocky, right, Shelly?
As cocky can be.
Oh, come on.
It's okay. I got you. You're not that cocky.
Thank you. See?
You know.
All right.
As guys understand each other.
I know.
Like
guys stick together.
Oh, right. Right. Romance.
Hey, don't hate.
Don't hate?
Don't hate.
Okay. All right. So, you end up getting my gift, right?
It was amazing.
See?
What did he get you, though?
What did he get me? Oh, my gosh. So not only did he get me my favorite dinner, which is teriyaki and rice from Sushi to Die For, but he also got me this gorgeous red rose with baby's breath, and he also got me a balloon that says I love you.
Aww.
But we have to, like, make sure it's clear that Juice is single. The I love you is strictly platonic as a friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just, you know, I'm a nice guy. See, at least somebody understands.
At least he shows his affection sometimes.
Wait, Juice
you know?
Is single? Let me get on that.
Hey, wait,
I know,
wait.
Right? Damian, you should watch out for Shelly. I think she's interested in Juice now.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
My new dark meat.
Breaking up couples. Breaking up couples in the studio. Look at you. You instigator.
I'm sorry. Never mind. Stay together forever. I love you guys.
We love you too.
All right. So is there anything else that you want to tell him?
Just that you're the most amazing Valentine I've ever had. You beat all those boyfriends in those single years.
All right. I'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See you
bye. All right. That right there was my Valentine day. A little too much. Yeah. No? What are you guys doing over there? Playing footsies?
How can we? There's a thing blocking the table. Dude.
He's too far away. Besides, I wouldn't want to touch his feet.
Why? Did you have disgusting feet?
Yeah, his toenails.
How? Are you kidding me?
About an inch.
I'm perfectly groomed.
Stick out of his shoes.
What?
That's just disgusting.
Don't you chop them off?
Hell yeah. She must be talking to her by herself.
About it. Oh, damn.
Yeah, you're not getting any of the good stuff tonight, Damian.
It's okay.
Wait, it's Valentine's Day. It's his day to get it more than any other day.
Well, he just blew that out the window.
It's all right.
You might want to take the gift back.
I will.
He didn't even get me anything.
Well, you did say he got you something nice. He just couldn't get shipped.
Yeah.
So don't complain. First of all, you thought it was cute.
I guess I'm just going to cancel the order.
I guess I can regurgitate the burger you got me.
I guess so. That'd be fun. All
right.
Burger? Oh, damn.
Yo. We went with McDonald's dollar menu, you know.
Oh, of course.
He went all out
with 70. That's what I did, too. With Desiree, I was like, I only gave her one rose. Reason being, I was too cheap and too broke. Basically. Although
it's a thought that counts. It's a thought that counts.
Well, I made it hella corny where I was like, but you're the only one for me. I mean, we're just horsing around, but it was funny. And so, you know how expensive that was, though? For one freaking flower, it was $10.
Damn.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. They're going to jack up their prices. You should have done it a week before.
No.
No, it'll still be that much because I've been looking.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
I was looking.
The whole bouquet of a dozen freaking roses was $80, and that was just the arrangement and the, like, little gift thing they were going to put it in.
What really gets you is the blanking, the processing fee. Because that's like $24 added on to whatever else you want to
buy.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. I mean, mine's, you're going to spend a buttload of money.
Mine was about like almost like $150.
What? $150? Are you shitting me?
Nah. Because it was like two dozen roses. So, like the roses were like the most expensive, and like the
bear. Damn, going all out over here.
You know, you
making
have to.
Other people feel a little poor.
No.
Damn, I just bought one rose.
Actually, I just charged it to someone else's credit card.
What?
Whose?
Juice's.
No, hell no. You got no credit card number.
No, I'm kidding. It was just Marcos's.
No, hell no. Ain't no way. I'm broke already. You can't make me any broker.
It's okay. He charged it to your brothers.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfectly fine then. Right, as long as it's him and not my ass, I'm cool.
All right.
We love you, Marcos.
Kind of. He's the end of me. That freaking brother of mine. Big shout outs to all my listeners, though, for real. Much love to y'all. Thank you, every listener out there. But give a special shout out to my broski, my brother, Marcos, of course, you know.
We love you.
And I saw your Facebook post, punk. I don't know why. To answer your question, I don't know why. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to have the final things that we have to say. So you're listening to The Hot Spot with your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. This is for all y'all who are sprung out there. All right.
Get it.
Got me doing things I'll never do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you, I was wrong. Lost, you got me. Got me doing things I'll never do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
right, everybody. That right there was for all the lovers out there who are sprung. That right there, T-Pain, taking it back a little bit, you know, giving you guys a little something different. And we have in the studio right now my two friends that helped me out with the show tonight. Thank you so, so much. Right now, just want to give a shout out to Damien and Shelly, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jude.
Thanks for inviting us on the show, too, man.
Anytime. Showing love. Thank y'all for coming. Like I said, thank you to all my listeners out there, everybody tuning out. Like me up on Facebook. Don't forget DJ Juice, the Hotspot, like the page. And, you know, I have that on my personal Facebook account that I direct. So make sure you like it. Hit me up any other time. You can also hit me up through email at juiceonthehotspot@yahoo.com. We're definitely going to be back next week. Same time, same day, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. You know how we do. And right before we head on out, I just want to give a special thanks also to my date, Miss Desiree. Thank you. And right now, we're going to leave you with something all ladies should be doing right about today, right now. Just grind on me, baby. Let's hear it.
Girlfriend, I never go. I rip off panties and I pop off. D-L-U-E-S-D-A. After on the block, I freak your weed. I drink Red Bull so I keep stumbling up. Whammy, your bum, you bust your brain.
What's my name?
Pretty, pretty, pretty boy doing pretty good things. Make a pretty good change.
Yeah, pretty good brain.
Pretty, pretty, pretty cheeks.
Yeah, pretty damn rich.
Pretty, Ricky, Ricky, Ricky in the bag. Freaks.
I'm about to put the stain on you, baby. Staring in your eyes. About to lick them thighs. Got you hypnotized. Do you feel the vibe? Staring in your eyes. About to lick them thighs. Got you hypnotized. Do you feel the vibe?
Step one, you're kissing on me.
Step two,
girl, I'm caressing your body.
Step three,
now I'm licking off the whipped cream.
Step four,
and ooh, you're grinding on me.
Baby, grind on me.
Relax your mind, take it.
Sugar honey, iced tea, baby girl, in the bag of chips. I like to catch her when she coming home, lights out with a cherry thong. Eat her up like a Sunday cone. Orgasm moaning, you got me open, love trying to stroke it, no joking. Cooch is swollen, the bedroom smoking. Get some air up in this room, girl. If loving you is wrong, I wanna be right. So I'ma take my time and do it right. Cause we got all night, cause we got all night, baby girl, just.
Shorty, ride on me. Now come and take me to your body. Need some weed.
Okay, no. So, Star Wars?